All right. Let's hear it for the Nazareth Blue Eagle Marching Band, kicking off Sports Talk at the Farmerama Theater, provided by RCN and presented by The Morning Call. Good evening and welcome, everyone, to night number two here at RCN Sports Talk, presented by The Morning Call, our high school football primer show. And, of course, we're going to have the bands, the Nazareth Band, a great performance to kick off our show, and you're going to be hearing from them a little later. And also, we're going to have some great cheering performances from the Allen High School Band, along with interviews with both groups. And, of course, as we did last night, we're going to talk some high school football and get you ready for the season already in week two coming up here with some exciting games coming up on RCN this Friday, starting with Emmaus and Whitehall Live on Friday in Palisades at Wilson on tape delay on Saturday. But here to talk high school football tonight. Now, wait a minute. Dave Micah from easternpafootball.com/Nazareth Marching Band T-shirt and senior sports writer and co-host of the program, Mr. Keith Thorpe. I see some homerism here is creeping into the program here from Dave Micah.
Well, hey, I live in Nazareth. My son, he's a senior, Joey Micah. He's in the band.
Is he the one ducking his head down behind the bass drum?
Yeah, I think he is.
All right. Great job, Joey. Great job by the Nazareth Band to kick off the show.
That's no T-shirt, by the way. That's a nice golf shirt.
It is a nice shirt.
I have no connection to the Nazareth Band, but I wouldn't mind a shirt like that.
Why didn't Andy Weaver get you a shirt like that?
The Weave owes me. He owes me a lot. But we're not going to get into that right now. We got a long negotiation ahead of us.
All right. Tonight's show is EPC North Night. We'll touch a little bit on Nazareth. And, of course, we have some Nazareth cheerleaders that will be coming up tomorrow night. And we have some bragging rights from one of their instructors who last year made a bet with a certain RCN personality, and she turned out to be right. So we're going to give her her due tomorrow night.
Okay.
But for tonight, EPC North, one of the teams we got to talk about right off the bat. How about the Allen Canary football program? What a job they did last year, breaking their long losing streak and getting to the playoffs, beating Deerough, beating East Stroudsburg South. You're starting to turn the corner. I know the Allen cheerleaders are very excited about supporting the Allen football team. Keith and Dave, what are your thoughts on the Canaries? Can they build on some of the success they had last year and try to improve and win a couple more games this year?
I think so. You know, talking to Coach Clay, and he touched on it yesterday, that, you know, they had a lot of kids turn out in the summer, really worked hard. And I think you're going to see the results this year. You know, week zero, they played Parkland, arguably the best 6A you know, team in District 11.
Hard, yeah.
And, you know, it's a tough matchup. But later in the year, look out for Allen, and I expect them to win a few games this year.
I think they will as well. Of course, the Canaries, when I think about the Canaries, I think about basketball. I'm sorry. I love the Canary basketball team. I love Doug Snyder. And that young lady right there, the cheerleading coach, helped to get Doug Snyder recognized nationally. And Mrs. Billy, congratulations on doing that. Doug Snyder, the best in the business. I love Joe Arndt too, by the way, but Doug Snyder, the best in the business. So you start with the Canaries. There's a lot of enthusiasm in that building, generated from the basketball team and the big crowds that they drew. If we can get a little success, if we can break through for a win or two there, my goodness, I think the sky's the limit, but they got to break through. Tough opener. Parkland, I think they have Freedom this week.
Yep.
Almost just as tough as Parkland, but there's going to be wins down the road for the Canaries.
And you look at the games coming up, they have East Stroudsburg North, Pleasant Valley, Pocono Mount West, Pocono Mount East. Certainly some winnable game for the Canaries this year, who bring back a lot of their playmakers, guys like Marcus Vereen, Vinny Carell, Felix Alvarez, Najir Reed, and Zeke Rabinold on defense, two outstanding linebackers. So the word is a lot of the younger players have really been playing well. So if you get those returning players, they have some more experience, you get some more of an effort from the younger players, and they really step ahead and grow a little bit faster than expected, it's easy in that north, I think, for them to win several more games this year.
I agree. And you look at their schedule, the first five games, they have an opportunity to easily win two or three of those games. So look for them to, you know, get a few wins early in the season.
I think I get some head shaking from Coach Billy and the cheerleaders. You agree? Nicer season for Allen football this year?
Yes. Mrs. Billy, can you give us an update on a young man that I met in the springtime, Marcus Vereen, battling leukemia, I believe. Marcus is a fine young man. And I could not believe that this young man was battling the illness that he was battling, but Marcus is a tremendous young man. going to Temple, I believe. He's still got that scholarship to Temple. Can you give us an update on him?
Last I heard, he has not found a match yet. So if anybody wants to try to be the match, that's where you go, to beingamatch.com, and they'll set you up, and you can try to be a match for Marcus. He did move into Temple last weekend, on move-in weekend, so he's down there, and he's doing well and maintaining at this point.
Well, Marcus was really determined to play in the McDonald's All-Star game. I thought it was a great gesture, by the way, that I believe other schools, including Nazareth, I think they gave some money, and they paid for his sponsorship to get in the program, to get a jersey, and to be a part of the Lehigh County team. So Marcus is a testament that good kids, are certainly there at Allen High School, and what a wonderful young man, and we're all rooting for him. I hope to get to see him at some point this fall, but if you could pass that along to Coach Clay and everybody, how much we care about him, and we want him to make a full recovery.
Thank you, we will.
All right, one other team I want to talk about. Keith, your neck of the woods, Deerif. I don't know, can you say Deerif with Allen, people here? We'll try to. We'll be brief with Deerif, I guess. But Kyle Beller in his sixth year at the helm. Last year they started off well, 2-1, and then lost 8 in a row, including the game to the Canaries. I certainly think that was a step back for them. What do they need to do to try to bounce back, and can they bounce back? Get back. A few years ago, they were packing up wins. They just missed the district playoff spot. With the expanded playoffs, you think they might have an outside shot at getting one of those playoff bursts. But what do they do to get bounce back from that Allen loss and pick up some more wins and get back on track?
Well, again, it starts in the offseason, and from all accounts, Coach Beller said that they had a very good offseason, much like Coach Clay said at Allen, and it's about working in that weight room. Again, you're dealing with a numbers issue there. They don't have the numbers, and they had a tough draw too. I mean, just like Allen had to play Parkland, Deerif had to play Emmaus. So they get back to a team this week. Now, this is a key week for the Huskies. They get back to a team that they generally handled in recent years. They had a lot of success against East Stroudsburg North, and I think if they're going to have the kind of season that they want to have, they got to get back on the beam this Friday night, taking on the Timberwolves, who have a new coach in David Castillo. So I'm looking for the Huskies. They're on our prediction grid this week. I went with the Huskies. Let's see if they can get it done against East Stroudsburg North.
Yeah, and I agree. That's a game that I think it's a must-win and game that they should win. So we'll see what goes on, but I think look for Simmons to have a big game in that game.
All right, this is night two of RCN Sports Talk, presented by The Morning Call from the RCN Famarama Theater. The sun's shining tonight. We have cheerleaders and bands. Their performances coming up, along with some interviews and more football insights, all coming up right after this timeout.
We lost a lot of great players last year, but we're coming in. We got a lot of guys that are going to be stepping up in the bigger roles than they had last year, and it'll be really exciting.
It's going to be a little tentative at first till we still have some personnel battles in some positions. So it's going to be a struggle, I think, at times this year, where last year we were pretty comfortable in who we were and what we did. One encouraging sign, I think, this year for us is we have some good leadership among the seniors, and they've been working hard.
Our practices have been going great. You know, we've got a lot of young guys that are going to be taking major roles on our team this year. We got some seniors that have definitely stepped up, and it'll be an exciting year.
Other teams, returning teams are still good. I mean, everyone lost people, so everyone's just going to, it's going to be a wide open race this year, and hopefully we can make a run.
I think it's going to be much more, there's going to be much more parity in our division. I wouldn't be surprised week to week if different teams don't come up with the W's. It's not going to be easy. And I did note Stroudsburg and Pleasant Valley, but I also think East Stroudsburg South and the Pocono Mountain East, with Rob Molaski up there at the helm, are going to surprise some people. And, of course, Allen and Deerif always have athletes.
Other teams, returning teams are still good. I mean, everyone lost people, so everyone's just going to, it's going to be a wide open race this year, and hopefully we can make a run.
Allen, let's yell it. AHS. cheer for Allentown High. There's a cheer for Canaries
and Blue.
Fight! All right, let's hear it for the Allen cheerleaders. Continuing on with RCN Sports Talk, presented by The Morning Call, Dave, Mike, and Keith Groller up on the stage. We're going to be seeing the Allen cheerleaders performing again, along with the Nazareth band. Performing.
I just want to say, I've heard that song since I was like 3 years old. My parents are Allentown High, 1959 graduates, and I grew up going to games at the Little Palestra. I grew up going to games at what was Allentown School District Stadium. I don't think I ever heard, I knew the Allentown High part, but I don't think I ever heard the words before the cheerleaders just did that great job by the Allen cheerleaders, and that song means a lot to my family.
Yeah, and Vanessa Kiefer's with us. She's going to be conducting interviews with both members of the Nazareth Band and the Allen Cheerleading Corps coming up. As we went to break, you saw some of the sound bites that are available on the RCN TV website. Our own Alyssa Scheckler was out traveling around to different teams, getting some interviews leading up to the season, and we saw some sound bites from Central Catholic. A lot of new faces on the Vikings this year, including the new coach. They had a tough week one, and they were matched up with Freedom. What are your thoughts on the Vikings? They're going to be in the North this year, so you think they have a little bit of an easier schedule, but they do have some adjustments of their own with new personnel, and a lot of players lost to graduation from last year.
Well, I think they're going to be one of the teams that be favored to win the North. Their quarterback, I guess, went down in week zero, so yeah. Frank Rauscher is now their quarterback. He's the kid that last week threw 30 yards. He was 10 of 14. So look for him to get a week of practice and get ready, but he's the kid now that's going to take over that program. Yeah.
Along with RCN4, I covered that game on Saturday night, and it was a blow to the Vikings to lose their starting quarterback, a kid who waited his turn. Of course, we had Ethan Persa for 2 years. This kid transferred, by the way, from Whitehall to Central and for a couple years ago, waited his turn, was ready to go. He loses maybe his senior year in the first quarter of the first game. Sad, tough blow. I think everybody sagged quite a bit on that Central Catholic sideline. Frank Rauscher, tough way to break in against a very physical, very fast Freedom defense. Couldn't really get anything going. Now, Frank's younger brother, only a freshman, Matthew, came in and moved the football late in the game. He made some plays with his feet, had some nice runs. By that point in time, the outcome had been decided, and Freedom had a big lead, and maybe Freedom had their second and third team in there. But still, Matt Rauscher, I think you're going to see a combination maybe of Frank and Matt the rest of the way. The Vikings hung in there. It was a 7-3 game at halftime. You just have to put points on the board, get your defense off the field. They couldn't do that. I think Central's going to bounce back. A big, we talked about, Dearth needing a win this week. I definitely feel like Central needs a win. They take on a Pleasant Valley team that really was maybe the story of the week. I could not believe they lost 50-10. Not that they lost, but they lost 50-10 to Nazareth. This is a good offensive football team that was held to 10 points. Great job by the Blue Eagles, but I was shocked that they were held to 10 points. I think they're going to come back. That's a big game. If you want to look at who's going to win the EPC North, I think that PV Central Catholic game up in Broadheadsville Friday night is going to tell you a lot.
You mentioned the game was on RCN. I watched it on demand the other day. I was impressed by Central. Freedom has a very good offense, but Central did a nice job, especially against the run. And if they can play that solid defense week in and week out, I think they're going to post not only wins in the North, but I forget who their crossover game with. Probably Bethlehem Catholic
at the end of the year. Week 10.
It's Bethlehem Catholic. But if they can play that solid defensively, I think certainly they got a chance not only to make the playoffs, but maybe, depending on their matchups, maybe they could win or two in the district playoffs.
Yeah, I think that they can make the playoffs. And like I said, I think they're the heavy favorites to win. And talking about Matt, that kid rushed for 54 yards on 6 carries. So,
all late in the game.
Yeah, man. All late in the game. And the Bachman kid had 27 yards. So look for those two kids to take on the rushing totals there.
It's a transition year in a sense for the Vikings. You lose John Couples back in July. I mean, just really not that long before the season starts. Rob Belosky went to Pocono Mountain East. A bunch of other guys changed hands there. They're bringing new people and they're good people. And Petrobone, the head coach, he's been there a while. He worked with the kids in the weight room. It's a new role for him. But I think it's going to take some time. I think Central's going to be fine. I still look for them to probably win 6 of their 8 EPC North games.
And they have the tough schedule this year. Last year, they had 8 games at J. Bernie Crum. This year, they go on the road.
A lot of traveling.
Pleasant Valley, Stroudsburg, East Stroudsburg North, East Stroudsburg South. I know it's not an ideal league. There's no such thing as an ideal league, but this is very tough for a school like Central Catholic to have to go on the road as much as they are this year.
Yeah, well, the team that in the EPC North that's going to get a lot of home games are the Allen Canaries. I believe they play 7 at Jane Birdie Crum. They have the 5 that they normally would have, plus they are the visiting team for both the Deerfield and the Central Catholic game. So the Canaries are going to be right out here quite a bit. And hopefully they can take advantage of playing at home at J. Bernie Crum.
And before we move off of Central Catholic, Keith had a great story in the Morning Call the other day on their kicker.
That's a shock.
All of your stories in the Morning Call are great, aren't they?
Yeah.
You told me to
I'll pay you later, Chris.
Rustin Sale, kicker, doing not only a great job kicking on the field, but a great job with the Alex Lemonade and trying to raise money for cancer. Maybe you could talk a little bit about what Rustin is doing.
Great idea on Rustin's part. He's a fine kicker. He had 66 points last year. Of course, the Vikings didn't have to settle for many field goals. He had 57 PATs. Yeah. They scored a lot of touchdowns last
year.
He had a 30-yarder the other night. He's a rugby-style kicker there. He also punts for them. And great idea. You can get involved. The website was in the paper. If you punch in Rustin Sale, you're probably going to get to it eventually. But you can make a flat donation of $20, $30, whatever. Or you could say, hey, I'm going to give $1 per point. I'm going to give $5 per point. The young man, I think Central is going to score points eventually. He didn't score many against Freedom. But what a great way to, help out others. And that's what he said to me. I said, Rustin, have you been affected personally by cancer? He said, well, everybody has. Good point.
Yeah.
Central Catholic did lose a father of one of their players to cancer last year. And everybody in this world is basically affected by somebody battling cancer. So great cause. Get involved. Rustin Sale, give him a lot of credit.
All right. This is night 2 of RCN Sports Talk presented by The Morning Call, broadcasting from the RCN Farmerama. We're focusing on the EPC North tonight, and we'll talk about the Colonial League tomorrow night and also have some more great performances from local cheering groups and from local bands. We mentioned Vanessa Kiefer from the RCN Take 5 program is here tonight. She is standing by right now to talk to Coach Billy and members of the Allen cheerleading squad.
Thank you, Chris. Yes, I'm surrounded by the Allentown cheerleaders. We just got a chance a few moments ago to watch them perform. Great performance, a little teaser to see what we can see in the upcoming season. I'm going to start here with the head coach, Chris Billy. Welcome to Sports Talk.
Thank you.
Now, I know you're no stranger to RCN and Sports Talk, but if you could just start off giving us a background about you and your cheerleading experience.
I've been a coach for about 22 years. Started in the middle school level in the Catholic school system, and then was hired by Allen about 12 years ago. This is my 12th season with them, and we've gone from varying degrees of experience on our team. Last year we graduated a whole bunch of seniors, so we have a lot of young ones this year, but we do have 5 seniors, so.
Great. We're going to talk to those seniors in just a moment, but can you kind of elaborate on this year's team and really, what you're building with?
Well, we have 3 freshmen and more sophomores than even juniors, I think. So we're keeping it a little smaller. Normally, I like to have a squad of about 20. We're going with 16 this year, and we're just trying to build skill and stunting ability and hopefully get back into competition. When we go through one of these transition phases, sometimes we don't compete that year. So we're looking forward.
Speaking of that skill and ability, you just came off of a camp in August. You were telling me the NCA camp.
Yes.
Can you kind of elaborate on that and what they got to learn there?
We take both a JV team and a varsity team to camp, and camp actually has 2 different parts. They have a high school side and a performance side, so we always send our JV to the high school side, and we take our varsity to the performance side, and that's actually the routine you will see next. And they learn a mini routine, 45 seconds, and stunts, and jumps, and dance, and everything, all in the 3 days of camp. And then they competed at the end. We didn't win anything in our category in that respect, but we won what is called the Spirit Award. And the Spirit Award is voted on by all the other teams at camp. And it's for the team that displays the most sportsmanship and genuine cheerleader spirit.
That sounds like a great award to win. So speaking of that spirited team, I'm going to turn around here and start off with one of the seniors. Can you introduce yourself and tell me how you got started in cheerleading?
Hello, I'm Jesus Burgess, and I started cheerleading because my friends technically inspired me to do it. This is my first year just doing it.
Great. So you're just starting off, but can you kind of tell me what you're most excited about this year?
just to grow as a family, technically. I love you guys.
Feeling the love here. And can you tell me what you're most excited about being a senior? You got homecoming, you got prom.
Yeah, I'm most excited about prom.
Getting dressed up and taking a date, right?
Yeah.
All right, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And can you introduce yourself and tell me how you got started in cheerleading? And you can't say the pretty girls.
My name is Gabriel Arroyo, and I started cheerleading 3 years ago, and my cousin introduced me to cheerleading, so I just joined the team.
And can you tell me what your favorite part of cheerleading is?
Probably has to be the bonding. Like, you kind of just grow on everybody. Really makes a family.
And tell me about your practices. We talked a moment ago about the NCA camp you had, but now that school's in, you guys are practicing a lot after school. Can you kind of tell me about that?
It's a lot of hard work and dedication, and hard work and dedication pays off. So that's, we really have to push it.
Great, absolutely does. Right, thank you for your time and best of luck this year. I'm going to turn around to the next senior, my next victim. Can you tell me your name and how you got started in cheerleading?
My name is Jaslyn, and I met this girl in LCTI, and she told me she was a cheerleader, and I just wanted to do it with her.
And what do you like most about cheerleading?
I don't know. You just make friends when you're on the cheer team, and you just really bond with people. Like, it's just really...
That seems pretty unanimous so far. A lot of friends here. And can you tell me what you're most excited about in your senior year?
Graduating.
Amen. I'm going to pass it off to the next senior. Can you introduce yourself and tell me how you got started in cheerleading?
My name is Jasmine Logan, and I just always wanted to do cheer. I just thought, you know, it was cool. You can't even say anything bad about it, honestly.
And are you like the rest of them here? You like the team spirit and the friendly bonding that you guys got going on?
Yeah. Oh, where the mic? Yeah, it's everything. I enjoy doing cheer.
And can you tell me a little bit about the camp that you had in August and how hard you guys work there?
I'd say that it was a good experience. We all learned really good techniques, yeah.
And are you planning on cheering past high school?
I'm going to have to think about that.
You have plenty of time to think about that. Thank you for your time and good luck this year. All right, my final senior, can you please introduce yourself and tell me how you got started in cheerleading?
I'm Tatiana Fifi, and I recently started last year by a friend who encouraged me to do cheer with them.
So you've been in it about a year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So far, can you tell me what your favorite aspect is?
Stunting.
Stunting.
No, I love stunting.
And what are you looking forward to most this year as a senior?
The education.
Great answer. So what are you looking forward to most at the Allentown Fair tonight? You have some plans after this show wraps up? You're going to walk around, get some food, watch Keith Urban?
Yeah, pretty much that's the plan. Yeah,
food's probably the best part. All right, well, thank you all so much for taking a few moments and spending some time with us. Chris, thank you, and best of luck in your upcoming season.
Thank you very much.
Chris, back to you.
All right. Thank you very much, Vanessa. We're going to be talking and hearing from the Nazareth Band coming up in just a few minutes as well. But great job by the Allen cheering. And right now, it's Keith's favorite part of the show each week. It's called Growler's Grumblings. It's where he sounds off and talk about everything and anything on his sports mind. Keith?
Thank you very much, Chris. Hate to have to talk about this kind of stuff right out of the chute. Schools are just back in session. We just had our first games of the year. But again, we must remind the youngsters out there, the students, the student athletes across the Lehigh Valley. Evidently, there was some kind of an incident at one of our Colonial League members this past weekend. Suspensions involved. Evidently, some kind of a party. Drinking was involved. Very, very sad. Now, kids who worked extremely hard, whether they were football players, field hockey players, we understand it affects numerous sports. Again, a dumb mistake. I'm going to tell everybody out there, I don't care where you're from, whether it's Allentown, Parkland, Emmaus, Whitehall, Salisbury, Southern Lehigh, be wise. When you wear your school colors like the Allen cheerleaders are tonight, when you are wearing the colors of the Nazareth Band tonight, you are a representative of that school. You should be proud of that. You're representing not only yourself, your family, but your school and your community. And when you make a mistake, like this school made, like kids at this school made, you're letting the entire community down. And most importantly, you're letting yourself down. I'm sure a lot of these kids worked extremely hard throughout the course of the summer. Everybody knows sports nowadays is a 12-month activity, 12-month-a-year activity. Don't let yourself down. Be smart. Is it really worth going to a party and getting caught and doing something really stupid and letting everybody down? I think not. There is a time and a place for that later on, but while you're in school, while you're representing your school as a member of a team, and whether it's the cheerleaders or the band or whatever, be smart, be wise, don't hurt yourself, and don't hurt your school.
All right, we'll have more of tonight's RCN Sports Talk presented by The Morning Call from the Farmarama Theater in just a moment. Welcome back to RCN Sports Talk, presented by The Morning Call. Our special guest on stage, Dave Micah from EasternPAFootball.com, although he's wearing a Nazareth Band shirt today, which is very nice. Keith Groller, senior sports writer at The Morning Call and co-host of the program, focusing on the EPC North tonight. We're going to be hearing from more of our local cheerleaders and bands performing in just a moment. Pleasant Valley, they were shellacked by Nazareth the other night, which I believe the Nazareth fans are very happy about. Pleasant Valley retooled their offense, one of the better teams traditionally in the EPC North. But wow, did Nazareth look good against them. Is Pleasant Valley, are they just struggling getting their offense back on task? Or, you know, years past, they always had a great offense, not so great defensively. But what's the story coming out of week one, and what do you think, what do you expect from them going forward?
Well, the year before when they played Nazareth, they beat Nazareth 43-25. Their quarterback's back, a kid that has a lot of experience. I think he threw over 2,000 yards, Brandon Keyes. And the kid in that game, he threw 137 yards, but three picks. And I think Dotson had two of those, and one of them also went returned for a touchdown. So I think that's what happened, the three picks, Nazareth's defense, and the lack of running. You know, the quarterback Keys, I think, led the team with 54 yards running. But other than that, no one else stepped up. So I think that's literally what the problem was, that, you know, all they have is Brandon Keyes, the quarterback, coming back.
Tony Coca said it well last night. I think Pleasant Valley ran into the perfect storm. There was a lot of emotion up there at Nazareth. Dedication of the new field, new scoreboard, Dotson's back. Senior night, they do the senior night, I believe, right away. A lot of emotion, a lot of passion, plus the big revenge factor. Nazareth wanted to get PV back, and they really jumped on them quick. And turnovers can really turn maybe an even matchup into a one-sided matchup. I'll say it again. I can't remember one kid turning around a whole perception of a program the way Dotson has turned around what's going on with Nazareth. Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody was talking about them. You know, they made the playoffs last year. They had some good wins, but they lose to Phonic. And here they come. Here comes Dotson back from the Petty School. And all of a sudden, he has just energized everybody up there. And I'm looking for some big things from them the rest of the season. We'll see what they do out at Orfield against Parkland on Friday night. But he has certainly made Nazareth a team to watch and a place to be this fall.
Yeah. And that was one of the games, and Davey, I know you have some numbers about it, but just the decided victories by the EPC South versus the EPC North, that was one of many games in which the South not only won, but they dominated each and every game for that first week.
Yeah, the North, I mean, week zero went 0-9, but they also got outscored 402-64. That's not getting it done. I know, you know, when they put this league together, they thought, you know, playing the Lehigh Valley, they'll get better. I'm not seeing it. You know, Stroudsburg maybe in the past has had some teams, Pleasant Valley, but overall, really things haven't changed. Lehigh Valley's been dominating.
Now, one team that had traditionally been good up from the EPC North was Stroudsburg. I know they lost their quarterback, Jamal Broom, who was very good last year, but they have lots of people back, a lot of experienced players back. Are they one of those teams that could – they're certainly going to have success in the Northern Division, I believe. You'd certainly be one of the top teams. Do you think they could get a win or two in the district playoffs? Do you see them – getting good enough to beat a team down in the South?
It's going to be hard. I mean, even some of the better Stroudsburg teams struggled when they got into districts, when they had some great, great offensive talent. The thing about there's a lack of depth. We talked about this last night. Those schools just simply don't have the depth of the better programs in the EPC South. And when I talked to head coach Jim Miller, the Mounties head coach, he was more concerned than ever about depth, concerned about injuries. That's why he was worried about going against a very physical Easton team in week one. They're going to win games. Stroudsburg always wins games. They're in a mix, I think, with Central Catholic and Pleasant Valley in that EPC North for the title. But by and large, they're not going to match up with the elite from the South Division, the Parklands, the Emmauses, the Whitehalls, and so forth.
In that game, I mean, what concerns me with Stroudsburg's their running game, 28 carries, 25 yards. I mean, do the math. That's not going to get it done. So, and their quarterback, only 34 yards passing. Someone needs to step up in that program if they're going to be successful.
Especially
this
after
year.
Losing a guy like Broome from last year.
I'm just going to quickly touch on the other two other schools up that way that I think are going to be better. Again, they run into tough matchups. We had tough matchups in week one for the EPC yeah. North teams. You know, we talked about an Allen having to play a Parkland and a Deer having to play a Emmaus. But, you know, Pocono East, they're going to be better. It's going to take Robbie Malosky some time up there, but they're going to be better. They go against Whitehall. It's just a domination by the Zephyrs. Pocono Mountain West has to play a Beckett team. I think Pocono Mountain West is going to be better. Are they going to be good enough to win a district championship? No. No, quite frankly, no. But Pocono West is going to win games. They have some good athletes. They have a returning quarterback up there as well. So those people are going to win games. But week one, when you're talking about some of those lopsided matchups, it's just, you know, really tough. I mean, the one disappointment from the EPC North standpoint is PV losing by 40 to Nazareth. That's the one. And even to a lesser extent, Northampton 31-0 over East Stroudsburg North, which had made strides. And the good thing for East Stroudsburg North is they know they're in the 5A tournament, the four team 5A tournament before they play a game. So they know they're going to have some postseason opportunities there. But
well, Pocono Mountain West, their returning quarterback actually had a good game, 185 yards. I think he threw two touchdowns. So that's something that they could, you know, look at and work on. But, yeah, Robbie Malosky, you know, with the Pocono Mountain East, if you give him time, he's going to turn around that program. You look at everywhere he's gone, he's been successful. And he's not just going up there for you know what. Mm-hmm. He's going up there to win.
Well, the Panthers, you said they bring the quarterback back. They have a lot of people back. They made the playoffs last year, albeit the Eastern Conference. Is that going to be back this year? Because there was rumors that they were going to get rid of
that. I don't think so. I kind of hope it goes away. Yeah. Although, you know, it was nice for Allen to play. Now, they put it on a Friday afternoon at like noon or 2 o'clock or something like that. And it took away from the accomplishment of making the playoffs. But I don't know. I from a media standpoint,
because last year everyone assumed it would go away with the playoffs when they expanded. Yeah. Everyone assumed it was go away. And then you get to that week and it's like, oh, okay, they're in Eastern Conference playoffs this year. So
I guess I heard,
speculated whether they would have it or not this year.
Yeah, I don't think so. What I've heard, that I think it might be done. And it's sad because if you
great
look
tradition.
Back in the day, you know, before the PIAA said you had to go through districts, I mean, the Eastern Conference was one of the best conferences, not only in Pennsylvania, but, you know, probably the eastern part of the United States. A lot of tradition, you know, the Berwicks, the Southern Columbias, you know, teams like that, the Mount Carmels that went through it. So it is sad that, you know, it's coming to an end probably.
Now, Keith mentioned Rob Malosky at Pocono Mountain East. He has had a great track record. He's gone to Parkland. And Nazareth was the other side. Freedom?
Freedom.
Where did he go? Went Freedom.
Yep.
He's had a great track record, great line of success. But this team last year averaged just over 6 points a game. They didn't get a win on the field. They got a win by forfeit last year. It's a different mentality up there. Do you think he can do it again? I don't want to demean what he's done in the past, but this is an entirely new challenge, an entirely new arena. I don't know. You know, we talk about when you play down south, you butt heads against Parkland and Liberty and Easton, you get better. They're not playing that strong schedule up there. They're just going to get their tails beat in once or twice from the crossover games. Do you think he can eventually have success like he's had in the past?
He's going to find out that the Pocono Mountain East kid is not the Nazareth kid.
Exactly.
It's not the Parkland kid. It's not the Freedom kid. I mean, it's a different deal up there. It's a different mentality. Football is just, I have to say this, I mean, football up in many of those schools up there is just something you do. Here, down here in the heart of the valley, it's like everything.
Yeah.
It's passion, it's determination, it's all that good stuff. Up there, I remember going up there a couple years ago when Phil Dorn, who was now the caddy coach, was at Pocono East. And I said, Phil, do you have everyone? What's wrong, Phil? First day of practice, he said, I said, what's wrong, Phil? He said, I'm missing a bunch of guys. Oh, a bunch of injuries already, Phil. He says, no, the family just decided to take vacation. Now, this was the first day, the first week of practice. You don't do that down here. Yeah. You don't miss the first
day. You don't stay on the team very long if you do.
The first week of practice. Up there, it's like, oh, you know, and Phil basically had to go along with it, or else he wouldn't have enough kids to field the team. It's a different mindset. It's a different culture. It's a different mentality. It's going to take a long time, if he ever gets it done, for Robbie Mulaski, as good of a coach as he is, to get that turned around.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's his biggest challenge ever. If he does turn this program around, this might be his best coaching ever.
Yeah. All right, we mentioned we have the Nazareth Band here. We're going to be hearing from them in a little bit, but right now we're going to be interviewing them. Vanessa Kiefer standing by with Keith. Listen to this carefully. I can say this from personal experience. This is the greatest high school marching band instructor in Pennsylvania. Vanessa, take it away.
Thank you, Chris. Yes, I'm here with the Nazareth High School Marching Band. We got to see them perform here in the beginning. We're going to get to see them perform again. I'm joined by two seniors to my right and Coach Rick Hilborn to my left. Rick, I'm going to start off with you. First of all, thank you for joining us and welcome to Sports Talk.
Thank you very much.
Can you start off by giving us just a background, your background as a band director and kind of get us up to speed?
Sure. This is actually my 34th year teaching. I taught previously in Allentown and in Whitehall, and this actually, although it is my 34th year teaching, this is my first year teaching at Nazareth.
Great, well, congratulations. Now, I would think as a band director, there's a lot that goes into it, not only the musical element, but also the teaching ability. How do you really bridge those two together to kind of lead the band?
Well, we really have, I'm blessed with a bunch of really fine musicians, and they have a strong drive to want to excel and be the best that they can. So actually, to be honest with you, teaching them, especially these past several weeks throughout band camp, has really been very simple for my part because of their cooperation and their willingness to work hard.
Yeah, it sounds like you got a great team to work with. Well, can you tell us about band camp? I know it was a few weeks long. Now you're in the school year, and you're back to practicing in the evenings after school. But kind of walk us through band camp and how they're going to be practicing here the rest of the fall.
We had 3 weeks of band camp, and our camp ran most days, Monday through Friday or Monday through Thursday, from 3 o'clock to 9 p.m. with an hour supper break in there, working inside and outside, working on the music, working on the drill and the marching and everything. And that was our basic routine for 3 weeks, culminating in a preview night last weekend, a football game. And now that school is in session, generally speaking, we will be rehearsing on Tuesday and Thursday nights. Get closer to the end of the season, we'll throw in some Wednesday evenings in there. And usually if we have a competition on a Saturday, we have a bit of a practice before we leave for the competition as well.
Great. Now, I was never part of the marching band, but I always really appreciated them and their hard work. I know it's a lot, you know, not only memorizing the musical notes, if you will, or the steps that they have to memorize. How are you able to maintain discipline but yet promote a fun, you know, positive environment among the band?
Well, I actually think I kind of touched on that. Honestly, I am absolutely blessed by inheriting this bunch of kids because they are an awesome bunch of kids. They are not just great performers and musicians, but they're just awesome human beings and great kids to be around. And really, because they have that really strong inner drive to do the best that they can and excel, that's what really provides their intrinsic motivation to work hard and to continue to push themselves to be their best.
Great. Well, I'm going to turn it over here to the seniors to interview two of these hard workers. Hi, can you introduce yourself and tell us what your position is on the band and how you got started in band?
Hi, thank you so much for having us. So I'm Julia Flood. I'm a senior at Nazareth. I'm the drum major this year. Fourth grade, I picked up the clarinet because in my family at fourth grade, you pick up an instrument. Picked clarinet because wanted to do percussion, but my brother was in percussion, and that was the only instrument I really knew anything about.
Yeah, you can't do the same thing your brother's doing. You got to get your own identity. Now, I think as a drum major, you hold a lot of responsibility up there. You told me earlier that you love it, that you've always wanted to do it. Can you just, for those of us who are unfamiliar with it, can you kind of give us just a background of what that position entails?
Yeah, of course. So the drum major's the person up there waving their arms, attempting to keep the beat. But outside of that, the drum major has to, you know, kind of make sure everyone shows up to practice on time, make sure paperwork's handed out, just make sure everything's running smoothly.
So really, you're a leader here out there in the field for the team.
Yeah, I try my best to be.
Great. And as a senior, do you have something you're specifically looking forward to this year? So maybe prom or homecoming?
Hopefully getting some acceptance letters.
That's a great answer. That's probably one of the best ones I heard tonight. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. All right, now I'm off to this young man. Can you please introduce yourself and tell me what your position is on the band?
Yes, thank you for having us. I'm Jarek Vogt. I am the band president this year. I started band halfway through 7th grade when Bill Bondel made me, and I decided to be a percussionist, and I stayed that route my entire high school career.
Great. Now, along with the drum major, I think band president sounds like a pretty important position. Can you tell us a little bit about your job duties?
First major responsibility is doing whatever Mr. Hilborn tells you to do. Second one is usually just to help out all the other officers. They all have a lot of busy work. They do a lot of hard work, so I go around helping them whenever I can.
And what's your favorite part of being part of this band?
My favorite part is probably, especially this year, the unity and family we formed. We all get along really well, and I really enjoy coming to practice. Everyone's super excited. We all get along, and we really feel like we belong here.
And what are you looking forward to most this year as a senior?
I'm a huge band nerd, so Soundfest, our home competition, I absolutely love it. It's what I look forward to every year, and I'm really happy it's my last, but also really sad.
Yeah, bittersweet, right? Well, thank you so much, both of you, for your time, and best of luck in your senior year. Back to you, Chris.
All right. Very good, Vanessa. Thank you very much. We're going to hear from the Nazareth Band in just a few minutes, and also another performance by the Allen Cheering Squad straight ahead on this edition of RCN Sports Talk, presented by The Morning Call. Now get this one. Great job by the Allen Cheering Squad. Thanks so much to Coach Billy and all of her cheering members for being here and putting on a great show tonight. We're going to also be hearing from the Nazareth Band coming up in just a few minutes. Dave Micah and Keith Groller joining me up on stage for night two of three nights of Sports Talk here at the Great Allentown Fair. People may not realize, I'm sure some Nazareth people know this, but Dave runs a great website, easternpafootball.com. You're from the District 11 area, but you cover a number of teams from outside the area in different districts, and I know you've been doing some homework for weeks leading up to the start of the season. Who are some of the other teams to keep an eye out for, especially once we get to state playoff time?
Yeah, in 6A, you know the road through Hershey is going to go through District 12, whether it's St. Joe's Prep or LaSalle. LaSalle returns their quarterback. He missed his junior year. He's out all year with an injury. He's back. St. Joe's Prep last year was all about their offense. DeAndre Swift, a kid that's now at Georgia, running back. But this year, it's all about their defense. They're returning eight guys on defense. Their offense, they have their quarterback back. But, again, the road through 6A goes through, you know, District 12. In 5A, it's Archbishop Wood. Most people feel that in 5A, you're going to see that rematch, Archbishop Wood versus Harrisburg. So, you know, if you're an East team, you got to beat Archbishop Wood. And 4A, you know, it's been MLTEP Charter, again, another District 12 team. But this year, I think MLTEP is beatable, and a team like Bethlehem Catholic could beat them, or a team like Selins Grove. Selins Grove's got a lot back. They have their talented quarterback, a kid that this past week, I think he threw for 340 yards, 5 touchdowns. So that's 3 teams to keep an eye on in district, in 4A.
And I think Imhotep have made some enemies over the years just by beating them. I know Caddy had that great team, and they were injured and really banged up, and they ran into them, which ended their state playoff drive. So I think a lot of people are rooting against Imhotep, and Becca came close, I think, in years past.
Or last year.
Yeah, last year.
Came down to the final 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah, so I think there is it would be great for a local Lehigh Valley interest if someone from the Valley, whoever it is, if it's Bethlehem Catholic or whoever, would upend the Imhotep charter.
And again, you can't go by their first week. I mean, they got shut out by Harrisburg, who's one of the top, 5A teams.
But a new coach there again?
But a new coach, Nick Lincoln, who actually went to Imhotep charter, is the coach there. But they lost some key players that went over to Newman Greta, where their ex-coach, Albie Crosby, he's there. So we'll see. But like I said, I think in District 11, Bethlehem Catholic is the best chance
of getting the Hershey.
Getting the Hershey.
All right, a quick programming note, too. The people here at the Farmerama, we hope you'll stay tuned. The Marvelous Mutts program is coming up at 7 o'clock. They do a great job. They're going to have another spectacular show. Make sure you stick around and watch their great show coming up. People watching on RCN TV, check your on-screen guide or your TiVo to see when the next performance of the Marvelous Mutts will be on, or you can watch it on RCN On Demand. Final moment of our program, time for Stone Cold Lock Predictions, where our panelists guarantee something in the world of sports can come true, preferably in the EPC North. I know a lot of teams are out of our coverage area, but what is your Stone Cold Lock prediction for the EPC North? Keith?
I think this is it for Ed Christian. I hope he gets back and gets to be on the sidelines with East Stroudsburg South. But 77 years old, he's been around for a long, long time. He's done a great job with the Cavaliers, and I think this is it. Hopefully he gets back on the sideline. Maybe Matt Walters, who coached a little bit at Northampton, maybe he's the interim coach. Maybe he gets that on a full-time basis. But real quick, I want to say thank you to Nazareth Band for being here. Rick Hilborn, who was a past band director at Deerif in Whitehall, does a great, great job. Can't wait to see the Blue Eagles perform before the Parkland game on Friday night.
All right, and Dave, your Stone Cold Lock?
I'm going to go with Allentown Central Catholic. I think that they're going to win that league up there, and that's my Stone Cold Lock.
All right, and as we close up shop here tonight, let's have a couple great performances from the great people at the Nazareth Marching Band.
Thank you.